That was Richard Thomas in conversation with Robert Ashley, followed by 30 minutes of performance. Coming up next is Wavelength. This is Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and I'm William English at Tate Modern on Saturday, May the 23rd. I'm here to try and get an interview with Italian artist Michelangelo Pistoletto. Pistoletto was associated with the Arte Povera movement in Italy from 1967 to 1972. And today he is recreating an action from that period called The Sphere of Newspaper, a ball of papier-mâché, one of his Minus objects, originally made in 1966, and rolled through the streets connecting three galleries in Turin in 1967, where it was renamed the Sculpture of Walk, where a group exhibition, Contemplazioni, was showing at the time. Today's action involves rolling a similar papier-mâché ball across the Millennium Bridge towards the city and eventually returning by boat. Is today's action a reconstruction of a previous event?
Yes, we did in the 66, 67, 68.
Yeah. Turin, was
in
that?
In Turin.
Right.
Yeah, coming out from the studio, coming out from the art institutions, going into the street, bringing the people together on this working sculpture.
Right. And how many times has it been done sort of since over the years? Or?
We did recently in Beijing, China.
Oh, right. Yeah.
For example, but not so often. Not so often.
And you always make the ball on site. Is it made from local newspapers or?
These newspapers are international.
Oh, really?
From all over.
And you choose them? Does it matter what newspapers they are?
No, we found international newspapers. But the first time they were local, of course. In the second time now, we have also color pages.
Right.
Before it was
always black and white.
Yeah.
And do you like the fact that it's is it because it's sort of like old news? It's like an ephemeral sort of quality to it.
The concept is that the paper, we use the paper, we take the paper. Yeah. The newspaper and news in our mind, and after we leave it,
right.
We leave the material.
Yeah.
And I like this this material bring the society again moving around.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, what happens to the ball afterwards?
This one. Yeah. I still don't know.
Oh, sorry. So on previous occasions, does the ball just sort of get? Does it end up in the gallery
The first one, it was taken in a cage, like a cage of. Like Mappamondo, like a bird design. You say of
Like an atlas.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So it's.
Oh yeah. So it's like a globe then.
A globe. A world. Well, like a globe. Yes.
Oh right. Okay.
A globe of meridian and what do you call it?
Yeah.
Two sides, meridiane and parallels.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Made
yeah.
with iron.
Lines of longitude and latitude and so on around it.
So it became like a cage.
Uh huh.
And because when you don't use it, it's there in, this, in the cage.
I see. So that goes to a gallery then? It ends up as
that one is in a collection in Naples.
Uh-huh, okay.
The old one.
Yeah. But is this your partner pushing it? Is this Maria?
My wife, yes.
Your wife is pushing the ball.
Yes, she's working. Yeah. But I cannot stay. She's going too fast.
Yeah, she's leaving us behind.
But this is good.
Okay. Okay. So you worked with the Living Theatre in your theatrical group was called Zoo, wasn't it?
The Zoo that was Zoo? in the end of the 60s.
Right.
After the rolling sculpture, I made the encounter of different discipline of art.
Yeah.
Like another appointment of interaction.
Yeah.
That was an activity that we called the Zoo.
Right.
Because the zoo is made with different animals.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
And we went out of the cage.
Right. Okay.
It's also the sphere is going out of the institution, outside of in the street.
Yeah.
And the zoo also. We did the theater outside of institutions in the street.
Right. So it's outside the gallery system.
Outside gallery systems and our theater system.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So that was always for me very important to move into the social life.
Right. Okay. And where are we going now? How far are you going to go with this?
We go down there and we make the tour.
Yeah.
And we take the boat to come back.
Right.
We take the boat down there.
Yeah.
And we come back.
Well, it's a good crowd.
Oh my God!
Is this the most you've ever had, or you get?
No, yes, of course.
Right. Yeah.
You didn't have.
Wait. Isabel, anche la fotografa ufficiale della Tate è in ritardo.
Well, we're heading towards St. Paul's Cathedral now. Salvation Army headquarters is on the right. Mr. Pistoletto is talking to...
The possibility of art being more close to the normal life. It is because the society is totally created by creativity, human creativity. And so human creativity is to find in the art the basic necessity of interfering with life in order to transform the society itself, to take responsibility into the social life.
Do you think we're more creative now or back in 1966?
No, we go on and we are always creative because we think that we need more now.
Why do we need more now?
Because this is the world that is rolling here.
Yeah.
It's a world that is going more and more close to the disaster, the final disaster.
Right.
And it is why art has to go
creativity.
Back to the point where creativity become responsible of the evolution of the artificial life we are living. Because artificial, it means art fact. And because the the life is an artifact today, yeah, the art has to consider its own responsibility on the facts.
Hmm? So art can be a solution to some of the...
No, it's a way to consider the basic capacity of human being to create society, to create economy, to create politics.
And
all that comes from the original creativity of human beings. And so art is totally involved in creativity. So it has to find its own roots of responsibility.
And the movement, the interaction with the environment.
This sphere, yeah, this rolling sphere, yeah, I did it in 1966. And it was a beginning of the research that I am doing now with the activity of social transformation.
You always get to push the ball?
In the first performance I was there. So
yeah. Was that in Turin?
In Turin, yes.
Turin, okay. Yes. What, 1966? 68, okay.
The first performance I was not there was in 67.
Okay.
But in the second one I was there.
So do you always collaborate with
yes,
yeah,
I have, yes,
your husband? Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
How is it working?
Very good. Did you see it already?
No.
Because I sent it to your
desk. Good. I will have to keep
it. Yeah, the time out really well. Thank you.
Was okay?
Very good, yeah. I've edited myself out.
First time it's been on a boat.
Yes.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this place is perfect for it, no?
Yeah. It's a very good day for it.
Yeah. Sunny.
So, does it still count as an example of arte povera or povera, or is that a term no longer have any meaning these days? Is it?
No, it has a meaning.
Yeah.
This polaroid means basic, huh?
Right?
Without any super fact.
Sort of humble or
super humble.
Humble. It has a different meaning in Italian to English, doesn't it? It's, it? In English it means sort of poor, but I think in Italian it has a quality about it, doesn't it?
Poor, poor. It's simple.
Simple. Okay.
Simple. Like the seed of the things, no?
All right. The essence.
The essence. Okay. The essence.
Okay. Yeah.
The essence. Essential.
Right, right.
Not only minimal, but essential. Like okay. The being, like yeah. Existence.
Right. So when it started, were you in opposition?
Also, the relation with the Teatro Povero of Grotowski.
Oh,
poor, you know, the poor theater.
Oh, yeah.
The naked body.
Right. Okay. Were you in opposition in opposition to Italian art at the time, or
not only Italian art, but it was different from the idea of the, for example, of the pop art that it
right.
was conceived as consumeristic system. We wanted to have like a natural record with art.
Right.
The nature, art and nature, not art and basic materials,
yeah.
Art and basic energy.
All right. Oh dear. Oops. It's a bit of energy there. She's all right, I think. Is it solid? What's inside? How or hollow?
It's polyurethane inside.
Polyurethane.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, it would be terribly.
Terribly. Yeah.
It's like if it was totally newspaper, but it's,
I have a record by with Italian collaborators on. Is it MEV with Frederick Rzewski and so on? It's a collective which is sort of contemporary, I think, with this with this period.
Okay.
Would that be
Rzewski? You say the musician
Frederick? Yeah. Yeah, it's a group of four musicians who were
music electronica.
That's it.
We did many performances together with the zoo.
Oh right.
And them in Rome and in Torino.
Oh okay.
We went through the street.
Yeah.
With making music and sound.
Oh, right. Okay.
With the two groups, the zoo and musica elettronica.
Right. Yeah, okay, so that would be a suitable accompaniment to this event.
In, 69, I think.
Yeah.
68.
But the expression arte, is it povera or povera? How do you say?
Povera.
Povera.
In Italian, it's povera.
Okay. But and that was Germano
Celant.
He coined the expression.
Yes.
When it was Alighiero Boetti, I think he drew up a manifesto, didn't he? In,
no, the manifesto was done by Germano Celan.
Was it?
Okay. Boetti did the work on it.
Right.
A work on the paper, putting all the names of the artists of Arte Povera with the sign with the symbol beside each one. But we don't know what he meant.
Oh, okay.
About this, that
so
sign.
It was a mysterious sort of
mysterious
code.
Thing.
It was a code.
The code.
Right.
We don't know what he meant.
No.
Nobody knows. It was just his own way to give this interpretation of each one, but we didn't know exactly. But
you were quite well known before Povera, weren't you? Because you did the mirror paintings, the mirror images.
From the beginning.
From what, 62 or something? Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
The first mirror painting I did, it was in 61.
Uh-huh.
And, 62, 63, I did exhibitions in Italy and in Paris, and after in the States and everywhere, in Europe also.
So you were quite well known before Povera started.
Yes, already in 67 I had my work in the main museums in the States.
All right.
I did I had the 66 big exhibition at the Walker Center in Minneapolis. It was almost already retrospective of all my work, the entire museum. After that, I started to make other works that were not just a little painting. I still do it, because that's
really
the main role to that work.
Yeah.
But now I am doing so many other things.
Also, okay.
Starting from the sphere in the street to the art and pop, to the art and pop awards, to the zoo, until now. I have in Biella, it's a small city in Milano, a foundation that is called Città dell'Arte, and art is connected with all the different sectors of the society. Art and economy, art and politics, art and communication, art and education, art and spirituality, art is connected with society, taking responsibility, in the different layers of the society.
Were you ever involved in theatre, within theatres, or was it always street theatre?
Also in the theatre. We made the working in the opera house in Rome, so in different places, but mainly outside of the theatres.
Right.
Mainly also theatre festivals of the time in the 60s.
So when did Zoo finish? Does it still exist?
The Zoo finished in 71.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
In Milano we did the last in the theater, Teatro Uomo in Milano. They asked us to repeat the same work for a week or 10 days. And we understood that was not what we wanted to do.
No.
We didn't want to become theater people. We
wanted to use
all the different media or medium in order to combine music with literature, with action, with visual art, poetry, but not become just theater people.
Right.
Because of course, when you combine different languages, so artistic languages, you make something that is very close to theater, because theater is made with many languages. But we didn't want to change our job from visual artist to theater.
Right.
We want to use the theater as the connection of different languages, just for a big experience of interconnection of creativity.
Okay.
Of different languages.
Right, I love that.
And after now, not only the languages of creativity, of art, but also different sectors of the society are part of our action, you know?
Yeah.
Different languages of art and different languages of society.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what happens to the ball now?
I don't know. You have to decide.
Do they always remain complete, or do you sort of? As it stays as a complete ball, you kind of.
For the moment, it's there.
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
No other plan for it?
No, it was done for this occasion, and we will see.
Right.
Down when they come by, I see what happened.
Well, that was a talk with Michelangelo Pistoletto, held on the 23rd of May at Tate Modern and Millennium Bridge, and on a boat from Blackfriars Pier coming back to Tate Modern. You've been listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. This is Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and I'm William English at Tate Modern on Saturday, May the 23rd. I'm here...